You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Schoeman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about why people with hypothyroidism may develop enlarged tongues with scalloped edges, known as a scalloped tongue. Stick out your tongue and say, ah. How many times have you had a doctor say that to you? At least once, right? But what if that tongue has wavy edges that looks like the edges of a pie crust? You could have a condition known as scalloped tongue. It's a known sign of hypothyroidism and other underlying health conditions. Ahead, we'll look at the ins and outs of scalloped tongue and the connection to hypothyroidism. First, what is scalloped tongue? Scalloped tongue is a condition that results after the tongue becomes swollen, known as macroglossia or glossitis. An enlarged tongue that consistently pushes up against the teeth can create tooth-shaped indentations that give the tongue's edges a distinctive scalloped appearance. In some cases, a scalloped tongue may also appear redder than usual. While scalloped tongue is the best-known name, the condition is also known as lingua indentata, pie crust tongue, wavy tongue, or crenated tongue. Scalloped tongue is rarely painful, but some patients report tenderness in the tongue, a mild sore throat, or a dry mouth. Scalloped tongue is not considered a disease on its own. Instead, it may indicate other underlying health conditions that should be investigated and treated. What causes scalloped tongue? An enlarged swollen tongue and the scalloped tongue that can result has multiple causes. Let's take a look at them. First, genetic and congenital conditions, including Down syndrome, Apart syndrome, and congenital hypothyroidism. Untreated hypothyroidism and thyroiditis can cause scalloped tongue. We also look at conditions such as sarcoidosis, amyloidosis, and neurofibromatosis that can cause inflammation and tissue infiltration that can cause the tongue to become enlarged. Temporomandibular joint or TMJ disorders, jaw misalignment, and poor teeth alignment can also cause scalloped tongue. Other causes include dehydration, which can lead to swelling in the body and tongue, stress and anxiety-related habits, including grinding your teeth, sleep apnea and sleep disorders, infection of the tongue, injury to the tongue, deficiencies in critical nutrients, especially vitamin B12, riboflavin, niacin, and iron, and smoking, which can irritate mucosal tissue in the mouth and tongue and cause inflammation. How does a doctor diagnose scalloped tongue? Scalloped tongue is diagnosed primarily by a visual examination from your healthcare provider. Your provider will focus on determining the underlying medical condition causing your tongue to be enlarged, swollen, and scalloped. As part of this diagnostic process, your doctor will likely evaluate your thyroid and may also order additional blood tests for inflammation, protein levels, and vitamin and nutritional deficiencies. To evaluate other possible underlying conditions, your doctor will review your medical history and lifestyle information, such as hydration, smoking habits, and stress levels. You may also be referred for a dental examination for a more in-depth examination of your teeth. How is scalloped tongue treated? Healing a scalloped tongue primarily involves optimally treating the underlying disease that's causing the tongue to swell and enlarge. Apart from comprehensive treatment programs for the causal genetic, congenital, neurological, and autoimmune conditions, other treatment approaches depend on the cause of the scalloped tongue. If it's infection, antibiotics and/or anti-inflammatory prescription medications may be prescribed to treat any underlying infections or inflammatory reactions. If you have sleep apnea, your doctor may recommend using a continuous positive airway pressure machine, also known as a CPAP, or a nasal dilator to help treat your sleep apnea. If you're dehydrated, your doctor will recommend increasing your fluid levels to a sufficient level to reduce your tongue swelling. If the cause is anxiety that's contributing to the scalloped tongue, your doctor may prescribe anti-anxiety drugs or recommend cognitive therapy, active stress management practice, and mindfulness techniques to help reduce your stress-related teeth grinding. If you have TMJ, dental devices like a mouth guard and positioners are sometimes recommended when tongue scalloping is caused by teeth grinding or is aggravated by TMJ, especially during sleep. In some cases, if you have problematic oral habits, breaking those bad habits may require sessions with an occupational therapist. You may require orthodontic treatment to correct problems with any alignment of your jaw or teeth. While very less common, your doctor may recommend oral surgery to reduce the tongue size and eliminate excess tissue that's blocking the tongue from pushing against the teeth and causing the scalloped tongue. What does scalloped tongue have to do with hypothyroidism? As mentioned, an enlarged and swollen tongue is a symptom of congenital hypothyroidism, hypothyroidism that is present at birth. While congenital hypothyroidism is quite rare, it occurs in about 1 in 2,000 to 4,000 newborns. An enlarged tongue is a common sign. Scalloped tongue won't manifest unless the hypothyroidism remains untreated or poorly treated after the baby develops teeth. The good news is that within 48 hours of birth, almost all newborns in the U.S. have the standard heel stick test, which looks for 50 congenital conditions, including hypothyroidism. Because untreated congenital hypothyroidism puts newborns at risk of developmental disabilities and mental retardation, infants diagnosed with congenital hypothyroidism are immediately started on thyroid hormone replacement treatment to support more normal physical, cognitive, and neurological development. The enlarged tongue also tends to resolve with adequate thyroid treatment. In children and adults, untreated hypothyroidism and thyroiditis, which is inflammation of the thyroid gland, can lead to swelling of the tongue and scalloped tongue. Do note, though, that hypothyroidism also increases your risk of sleep apnea, another condition known to be a cause of scalloped tongue. Suppose you have scalloped tongue and have not yet been diagnosed with a thyroid condition. In that case, a complete thyroid exam should be part of your initial evaluation. Visit your doctor for a thyroid examination and thyroid test panel. You can also get started by ordering a Paloma Health Complete Thyroid Blood Test Kit. Paloma's at-home test kit makes it easy to collect your blood sample at home with a painless finger prick. The Paloma kit tests thyroid-stimulating hormone, known as TSH, free triiodothyronine, which is free T3, free thyroxin, which is free T4, and thyroid peroxidase, or TPO, antibodies. You also have the option to add on a reverse T3 and vitamin D testing. You mail your results to the certified lab with prepaid shipping, and your thyroid lab results are released to a secure online dashboard within days. Treatment for hypothyroidism requires a prescription thyroid hormone replacement drug, including levothyroxine, which is a synthetic form of the T4 thyroid hormone, and this includes drugs like Synthroid, Levoxyl, Unithroid, Euthyrox, Tyrosint, and Tyrosint Sol, liothyronine, which is a synthetic T3 drug like Cytomel, or natural desiccated thyroid, or NDT drugs like Armour, NP-thyroid, or compounded NDT drugs. Suppose you're already hypothyroid and you develop a scalloped tongue. In that case, your goal should be to work with your healthcare practitioner to determine the cause, starting with evaluating whether your thyroid hormone levels and hypothyroidism treatment are optimal. Your thyroid hormone replacement treatment may need to be adjusted to help resolve your tongue swelling and enlargement. When you need a diagnosis, treatment, or adjustments to your ongoing hypothyroidism care, do remember that Paloma Health offers convenient and affordable virtual visits with top thyroid doctors around the country. So here's a note from Paloma Health. Scalloped tongue is not considered an emergency medical condition. Still, it's a sign that you may have underlying health conditions that warrant a consultation with your healthcare provider. With proper evaluation, diagnosis, and treatment of the underlying cause of tongue swelling and enlargement, most patients have complete resolution of their scalloped tongue. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code podcast. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code podcast in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.